Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. The first work day of the entire year of 2021. So let's get straight to the Lord in prayer. I want to go back to the scripture that we used during the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day show. Your crown... You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. Mark that. Psalm 65:11. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we give this year to you. And we praise you for your love and your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness. I know, Father, we say the same words every morning. But, Father, you bless us every morning. Each morning is a gift from you. Renew us, O God. Each day renew us. Renew us as individuals, as families, communities, and as a nation. Renew us, O God, in this year. We praise you and we thank you for your forgiveness, for your love, that you love so great. That you reach down from heaven to save each and every one of us. Protect this president, Father. He has threats upon his life. I just beg that you will protect him and guide him and guard him from the evils of this world. And there are so many. Guide each and every one of us, Father. You have placed us here for such a time as this. Let us know the mission upon each of our shoulders. Let us know the path that each of our feet must walk. Use us, Father. We thank you for your blessings, for our families, for our jobs, for our communities, for our churches, for you, for our homes. For those who don't have homes, Father, we pray for their shelter. Reach out to each one. Father, I give to you once again, each and every day, but this year, 2021, I give to you CSC Talk Radio. You know the needs, and the needs are great. And I pray with wonderful thanks for each of those who have given to this show throughout the years. But just last week, I received blessings in the mail, and I thank people for that. Regardless of the amount, it is huge. And each penny goes directly to paying the bills for CSC Talk Radio and keeping us right here on the air. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, fill me with only truth, and may my words be mostly positive to all those who are listening in this new year. Thank you, Father. Amen. Last week I made the comment, be the one in 2021. Well, it rhymes, right? But what the heck does it mean? I don't know. I come up with these things sometimes, and I'm not sure I know what they mean. But be the one to make a difference. Be the one to stand for what is right. You know, I've shared with you before, it was on the Virginian. If you see a wrong, you fight to right it, or else you become a part of it. And we are in great danger of becoming a part of what is definitely, most definitely wrong and evil. Be the one to stand for liberty. Be the one to allow God to use you. Be the one. Be the storm. Remember, that was my saying back in 2019. Be the storm. be the one to bring America home. Of course, you're thinking, one person alone can't do that, Beth. But one by one by one by one, we most certainly can and we will. As most weekends go, I take a break from the news. And then I turned it back on last night. It was disgusting. I was angry at what I was seeing, what I was hearing. I cannot believe how utterly and thoroughly corrupt this nation has become. We have legislators, we have governors, we have mayors who will absolutely destroy this nation one small business at a time. And do not buy this pandemic gimmick. That's not what they're doing. They're pushing to rob you of your way of life and your liberty. They absolutely hate the American people. This pandemic is a dream come true for those who want to have absolute power over you. Then there are those who are in the political office for prestige and money only. Yep, they're getting rich off the backs of we the people, the very ones that they disdain. Well, stimulate this, Congress and politicians and media. We know these things. We hold these truths to be self-evident. We the people know that climate change is a hoax. It's a lie. It's not an existential threat. And the Green New Deal will break this country. We also know that Donald Trump won the election. We know that the pandemic is being used to destroy this nation, bringing us to our knees and destroy the republic. We know that China is an existential threat. It is our enemy. And we know that Congress is corrupt. The two-party system is a monopoly against the Constitution and the republic. So how do we get to this point? America, how did we get to this point where Georgia will be the salvation of America democracy? Well, will they save the republic? Well, no. Stay tuned for the next episode of Chicken Congress this Tuesday. I used to listen to Chicken Man on the radio. I looked forward to it every morning when I was a young teenager. While we laugh to keep our sanity, this is no laughing matter. I got disgusted last night because the news was all about a phone call. Oh, not that again. The President Trump, he made to the Secretary of State in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger. Trump is a bit heated over the lack of honesty and integrity coming from Raffensperger and the fact that he's done nothing to make right what happened on November 3rd in Georgia. Oh, but they're taking little bits and pieces out of this phone call. He's asking him to fix the votes. No, he's not asking him to fix the votes. He's asking him to fix the election, and not as in fix the election, but as in make it right. Will this phone call ruin the election in Georgia for the Republicans? Will this phone call be the Death Star that kills the GOP, the Republican Party? Well, now, tune in Tuesday for the next episode of Chicken Congress. I know it's corny. Yet the Iranian president, Rouhani, declares President Trump will be dead within a few days. And the media? I got nothing. Oh, wait a minute. Trump made a phone call. Somebody leaked a phone call. We're going to talk about that when we come back. This is just absolutely telltaling about what's happening in this nation. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I want to get back to what the news was last night. The news was all about this phone call that Trump made to the Secretary of State in Georgia. And Georgia's going to be the salvation of democracy. Oh, how I hate it when they say that. But Rouhani threatens the President of the United States. And that's not big news. And I'm sitting there listening to these little snippets from this phone call from President Trump, and he was a little bit hot. I'd have been a little bit hot. You see, now I've got a Facebook friend here that's watching the show, and she just wrote this out, and I'm going to share it with you. She says, "The evil that the Secretary of State, the governor, and Stacey Abrams," you know, now wait a minute, we got Republicans working with Democrats? Oh, wait a minute. "Did in Georgia is pure evil. The litigation out of context audio that was just leaked by the Secretary of State, they worked together with Stacey Abrams to bring Georgia down. They would not allow signature verifications. They changed all the laws at the last minute. These people are pure, pure evil. And I'm really, really afraid we're not going to get Trump for four more years. And we're going to lose the Senate. This is a real fight, and I hope we see a civil war if they try to do what they're trying to do to this country. I hope we get it back. I hope there's enough people that want to live in freedom." I feel the same way. What these people have done, Democrats and Republicans together, is evil. I make fun of chicken Congress. Well, they are chickens, like Chicken Little. They're chickens. But they're wealthy chickens. They do nothing. They produce nothing in this country but trouble and chaos. So to the communist media in this country, a phone call of Trump upset over is more important than the death threat against the United States president. I bet if they wanted to kill Pelosi or Schumer or O'Biden, yes, I said O'Biden, that's how I will refer to him, would be made news immediately. Oh, immediately. The chicken Congress only worries about their next election and their payments to be received from China. And their promises made to foreign nations, you know, your money gone. They are certainly not concerned about you, the American people. Or are they? We know none of these elected officials, none of these overpaid news anchors will ever, ever, ever be the one in 2021. You will not be able to count on them to do the right thing. You will not be able to count on them to do the constitutional thing. Levin was heated up last night. I don't know how many of you watched him, but he was heated up last night. I wished I could do and say half of what he does. Although I did hear him say something that I've been saying. He didn't come right out and say it, except that we're on the abyss. We're teetering on this abyss. He didn't go so far as to call it a godless, dark hole of communism. But that's what it is, my friends. This isn't a matter of politics or policies. This is a matter of a complete change of how you've been governed. Well, in Newsmax, they were talking about this transcript, and they said it was proper. There wasn't anything wrong with it. All he did was lay out what they had done. And he's asking the Secretary of State, to do the right thing. Have you ever been taken into the office by a boss? What if that phone call would have been made public? He probably wouldn't have worked again. It wouldn't have gone bad for the boss, would it? Not necessarily. You know, America, when we've come to a time when the president seems to be the enemy to the media and our Congress, but Iran's President Rouhani making a threat against an American citizen, an American president, that's not news. And then I thought last night, why was this phone call leaked? And why isn't that the part of the news that we should be upset about? It is. But oh no, they've got this curtain, you know. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain there. In Oz. Well, the truth is, they leaked it on purpose. The truth is, Georgia doesn't really care who wins the Senate election, as long as they can continue to make sure that Trump lost on November 3rd, even though he didn't. More things are popping up all over the place. And Levin made a statement last night that I think I made, at least in a personal conversation between Rudy or my husband, or both of them. But does it really matter whether this fraud, these lies, this unconstitutional, illegal acts change the election outcome? Or does it matter that it's fraud when when Attorney General Barr said, well, it's not going to change the election outcome. Is that the real problem? Well, we think it is because we know it was our man it was stolen from. Because there is enough. But even if there wasn't enough, we should be upset that we have people cheating and stealing votes during an election. And we should get to the bottom of it. You know, it's come out now that over 432,000 votes for Donald Trump were removed from Pennsylvania. This is a data scientist saying this. Now, while I didn't turn on the news, I had a couple of boys over this weekend, sons, that were talking about it. He said, Mom, did you read this? This is a guy who does this. He used to do this in the military. They know without a doubt that this nation's election on November 3rd was hacked, was stolen. They hid it from every single direction of illegality. Illegality, is that a word? Of illegalness. Yeah, I talk for a living. Must be why I'm not making a living. They know. They knew that Trump was going to win, not by a little, but by a lot. So they had to have the dead rise and vote. They had to have people vote twice if they've lived in one state and they moved to another. And then I'm thinking, is there no integrity left in any American? No. I believe there's very few. But I also believe that you can be the one in 2021 that stands up for integrity, that stands up for righteousness, that stands up for God and for truth and for nation, for country, for family. Be the one. 432,000 votes removed. Now, we all watched it. We know exactly. We don't know exactly what happened, but we know exactly that it was fraud. When you go to bed and all these six states stop counting all at once. All at once, six of them. It overwhelmed him. He was winning so big. They had to do something, then they had to do it quickly. So they bring out the pallets of the ballots. They send other people home who are watching them count the hidden ballots. We're only going to bring these out if things go sour. Things go south, Georgia. Well, how did we ever get to this spot in America where Georgia's going to decide what kind of governing we have? They say in the revolution against the King of England, there were only 2-3% of the Americans that were willing to fight for freedom and liberty. How about you, America? Will you be the one? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Why on earth would a phone call be leaked just before an election? There's only one reason. They're trying to destroy the GOP. Why would people who are members of the GOP want to destroy the GOP, to control the GOP? What they want is to control the very few in the GOP that are standing with President Donald Trump now. They really don't care who's elected in Georgia. I've come to the conclusion they do not care. And Lynn Wood has been taking all kinds of heat. We need to try and get him on the air, Rudy. If he would do so. Why? Because he tells it like it is. Now, they don't like what he's saying because he's saying it doesn't matter how you vote on Tuesday. They have not removed the corruption. So you can't trust Tuesday's vote, Tuesday's election. And, of course, the president's trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, and he's saying, get out there and vote. Make a difference. Elect these two senators who, by the way, who cannot say whether or not they will support President Donald Trump or your election process on the 6th when it goes before the legislators. That tells you something, doesn't it, America? But when a president from another country who hates Americans, he has chanted death to America often, threatens the life of the president of the United States, says he will be dead within a few days, it means nothing to Congress. It means nothing to the mainstream media or Fox News. I had Fox on last night. That's when I really got disgusted. I watched Levin, and then comes, well, Steve Hilton was okay. I didn't like all of it. But then comes a special report with Brett Baer and Martha McCollum. All about this phone call. All about the phone call. Not the fact that it was leaked. Oh, they mentioned that, you know, a little bit. That's huge. It's huge, the disrespect they have shown the President of the United States. They would not do that to Biden. Why aren't we leaking his stuff? Why aren't we telling what kind of medications he's on? Because it doesn't serve their narrative, that's why. They want nothing more than to make this a communist nation. And China is helping Chicken Congress get her done. Grinnell was on Newsmax one night, well, on the first. I've got the article here. And he says that Iran fears President Trump, and they are eagerly waiting for Biden to take over. Iran and China and Russia all helped the Democrats with this election fraud. Do you ever wonder why? And why is the mainstream media so on top of that? They are all over it. The cheating and fraud, I mean, not the truth. Well, let me talk about Chicken Congress for just a little bit. Pro-abortion Democrats ends the congressional prayer with amen and a women. Yes, Congress is now going to change the language. Rudy's looking at me. He obviously didn't watch the news this weekend either. They're going to change the language, Rudy. You can't. It has to be whatever gender friendly. It's not he or she, because how do I know you're a he? Just because you told me that, I mean, that doesn't mean I know it. I mean, come on, Jen. I'm getting looks. Oh, he's grabbing the mic.
So can't say amen. You have to say a
amen
person.
Amen and a women.
A person.
No, that's not what he said. He said amen and a women.
A being. A living. Forget it.
It goes back to show their ignorance. So I think I even put that on here. My old boss used to write an article called Ignorance Gone to Seed. And then when it was really bad, he put ignorance in full bloom. What do you think this is? They have to change the language. This culture attack, this culture war that they have, this gender stupidity that they have is more infectious than any pandemic virus. It's in full bloom. The language has changed to destroy your lives, to confuse your children. Why did we ever let stupid take control? That's a title for a show, isn't it? Abortion is something that Nancy Pelosi is all over. And she became speaker again, which is another, you know, proof of stupid in this nation. She is third in line to be president. Now, I want you to stop and think about that. Now, I know I've got mostly conservatives, mostly people who are able to think for themselves, listening. This woman can't even keep her teeth in her mouth. She brags about her ice cream that is, I don't know, the dollar changes, the dollar amount goes up every time you hear somebody on these other networks tell it. I don't know what it is, but it's high dollar. They said $1,000. I don't think it's that much. Could be, though. I don't know. Bless the ice cream company if they could sell a gallon of ice cream for $1,000. You know, we're being run by very evil people. And she wants to make sure that you're paying for these abortions that are happening across this nation. That's the other lie that we know is true. Abortion is murder, and it is not a human right. Abortion was the leading cause of death worldwide in 2020. Now, everybody's worried about a virus, but around the world, we murdered 42.6 million babies. I'm actually surprised it's that low. It says that the heartbreaking reminder about the prevalence of abortion statistics compiled by the Worldometer indicates that there were over 42.6 million abortions worldwide in 2020. The independent site collects data from governments and other reputable organizations and then reports the data. Along with the estimates and projections based on those numbers, it reveals 42,655,372 people died from abortions in 2020. It says, by contrast, 8.7 million people died from cancer in 2020, 5 million from smoking, this is worldwide, 13 million from disease, and 1.7 million died of HIV or AIDS. Deaths by malaria and alcohol are also recorded. Worldometer says 1,830,979 people died in 2020 of coronavirus. But almost 43 million babies died. Babies who can't fend for themselves. Life destroyed by evil for profit. Bernie Sanders wants us to pay for all the abortions in Africa. What do you think, America? Evil or not? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation: our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-832-1804. 800-832-1804. 800-832-1804. That's 800-832-1804.
Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, this day started out a little rough for me. Overslept. It's a big surprise. I guess I'm up late with the news and such. But you know something? This is some serious stuff we're dealing with. And even though I don't always feel as prepared as I should when before I get on the air, it always seems to come down to one thing, and that's the fact that this nation has fallen away from God. These evils would not exist without the absence of God in their lives. What is light? It's the absence of darkness. What is darkness? It's the absence of light. This is an article that was written by somebody named Gavin Wax. Now, as we start a new year, I want to once again, I'm not getting any money from these folks. I wished I was. I keep trying to reach out to them and have them use the show. The Epic Times, it's one day, they have news every day, but they put out a newspaper that is the old-time newspapers, my friends. Truth in journalism. Family stuff. Human interest things. The old-time newspapers. They put it out once a week. The Epic Times. Go to their website, theepictimes.com. I know a lot of you don't like the Internet. They will have it on the Internet. You can get their news every single day. Or you can get it in your hands once a week. We'll get some more information for you. Maybe a phone call for those who don't like to use the Internet. I also believe in direct networks. Is that what it's called, Rudy? We always forget the name of it. Direct
Discover the Network.
Discover the Network. Thank you. I don't know why I always want to put direct in there. That is not necessarily news, but it is connecting the dots. And on this, and it's by David Horowitz, they have different folks they focus on, political heads, and they tell you their background. They can tell you all about Dianne Feinstein. And it's just facts, folks. It's the connections that they have. Discover the networks. Well, how are these people networked? That'll tell you a lot about how and why they're governing the way they do against you. And then Front Page Magazine. I haven't used them a lot, but if you know our good friend that's on, we haven't had him on for a while, Michael, I lost his name, Michael
Cutler.
Cutler, thank you. I wanted to say Mike Douglas, you know, like Mike Cutler.
Senior, super senior,
yeah,
special
agent. He writes on that one, and several others do, and that, again, is by David Horowitz. America Greatness is a good one. I've kind of gotten disheartened with the Daily Caller, which is connected with Fox News and Tucker Carlson. I still watch them some, but I watch them guardedly. Newsmax as well. They have taken a lot of those who've left Fox News. But be guarded. Be guarded. Okay? You have to think for yourselves, my friends. But going back to this, this is from American Greatness. Has to do with Prager University is on there quite a bit. AmericanGreatness.com, they have great writers. Sometimes I like what they say. Sometimes I don't agree 100%, which is a good thing. It actually is a good thing to not agree all the time. He titles this, MAGA Patriots Must Win the GOP Civil War. So he's claiming that there's a civil war, there's an internal war going on within the Republican Party. And I agree with that. He said the grassroots need to destroy rhinos in primary contests, support Republicans in general elections, and make sure establishment traitors cannot escape the specter of Trump for generations to come. He says the civil war of the Republican Party has been heating up since Election Day, with many pro-Trump patriots realizing the enemy within may be more insidious than the enemies openly opposing them. We have said that before. The rhinos lie in silence. Rhinos like John McCain, who has gone, Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, poor Nebraska. I don't know why you keep electing that guy. We have Roy Blunt here. It goes on and on and on with these people. Murkowski in Alaska, Collins in Maine. There's so many of them that are anti-Trumps, never Trumpers. And they'll do anything to get rid of him. Why? Because he's interfering with their business. You know, we've told you over and over again, when the United States incorporated, they pretty much put our Constitution to the side. Oh, they take an oath to something. But it's not to you. They're board members of a corporation. A corporation that doesn't really want its employees, the people who actually work for them, which is you and me, to have anything. So those on the upper level of this corporation are making millions of dollars, even though their states are only paying them maybe six figures. And you make less and less. Oh, but they care about you so much. They want to give you this $15 minimum wage so that you can make a living as they take your jobs away from you and throw them into China. America's no. We see what the Chicken Congress is doing. Democrats and Republicans. And yes, there is a war going on. But I'm a little concerned about those who are on the one side that are supposed to be our side. You need to encourage them. You be the one to make the phone call, 202-224-3121, and you tell them to stand up against this election fraud and do the right thing on Wednesday, I guess, is when they take that vote. And then hang on, America, because no matter what the decision is, the waters are going to get rough. Liberty is only going to be won by a storm. Can you be the one? Can you be the storm? Will we finally be able to bring America home? Liberty is always in the hands of the people. We cannot wash our hands of this mess because we helped create it. And only Americans. President Trump has helped, but as you can see, that swampy swamp is thick. It's up to America to drain the swamp. It's up to America to start making these phone calls and demanding these things and start electing righteous people to their communities, their counties, their states, their cities, their mayors, their governors, their aldermen, their councilmen, their school board members. 202-224-3121. Be the one to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.